This is the Global Reality Radio Network.
Man with don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her in your heart. Then you can start to make it better.
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for. Look like nothing's gonna come my way, so I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sunday Night Music Review Show. This is show number 7 for the Sunday Night Music Review Show here. And tonight we have a very special episode for you. This is a special tribute to the music of Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And so tonight we're going to be playing songs that were all recorded in Muscle Shoals in the area, either at Fame Studios there in Muscle Shoals or at the 3614 Jackson Highway location. And so many artists there that record through the years, it'd be impossible to play a song by every artist. And I thought I'd just play some of my favorites here tonight. And there's just such an amazing amount of music that came out of that area. And, nobody could ever really put their finger on why it really happened there. But as I found, we're traveling there to shoot footage for my new documentary I'm working on, and finding the things I discovered there, of these ancient civilizations and stuff. Yeah, there's something magical about that area. The ancient people knew it. And, when you start creating music, it's a very magical thing. And you're raising frequencies and vibrations and consciousness. And if you're doing that on a location where it's already, charged with energy, it's just going to amplify it. And so people for years would come to Muscle Shoals, and number one, they thought the musicians there were black, and they were all white because they all sounded black, because they all grew up, around black singers, and that was their influences. And then number two, you couldn't, it was totally dry Bible Belt. You couldn't buy alcohol there. But yet all this great music was recorded there. So I thought I'd have a show and just play some of the best of that stuff. And we'll have old stuff as well as new stuff that was recorded there. I mean, there's sort of been a revival as of late with some of this stuff, because the Black Keys have found success with their album Brothers that came out a couple of years ago, which was recorded right there in Muscle Shoals. I went to the studio and stuff. I mean, it's just a tiny little place. Of course, Drive-By Truckers come from that area. And so we have, the old guard and the new guard there, and it's still happening. We started out the show tonight. Well, we're going to do this last week, and my flash drive crapped out on me. I was able to get one for like $8 at the drugstore, so we were able to do this tonight. We started out the show tonight hearing from the Staple Singers with their hit, Respect Yourself, which is really kind of credited to really what sent was the first song that really, you know, sent the whole Muscle Shoals thing into orbit, put it on the map, so to speak. The Staple Singers have their classic gospel singers, Mavis Staples and her whole family. They're featured very, very prominently in the movie The Last Waltz, directed by Martin Scorsese with a band. Of course, with Levon Helm just passing away recently. There's a great version of The Weight in there they do with the Staple Singers. It's fantastic. I wanted to play it here tonight, but I didn't have it in the right file format, so it goes. And Staple Singers, yeah, Respect Yourself. We started out with that. You hear that bass line. Doom, 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 doom. You know how it starts out. And that's actually David Hood of the Swampers, the first call session musicians there. And they played on practically everything. The bulk of the older stuff, I think the only things we'll even be playing here tonight that those guys, those session musicians, didn't play on, gosh, probably would be maybe the Drive-By Trucker stuff. That's probably about it, even though the lead singer of the Drive-By Truckers, of course, his dad is David Hood, the bass player from the Swampers, the Muscle Shoals rhythm section. After that, we heard Bob Seger, Rock and Roll Never Forgets, which was also recorded there in Muscle Shoals. After that, we heard Wilson Pickett, featuring the late, great Dwayne Allman of the Allman Brothers on guitar with their cover of the Beatles' Hey Jude. And that's a fantastic story of how that song came about, because Dwayne Allman at that time was an unknown guitar player, unknown musician. He moved to Muscle Shoals to be close to the recording sessions going on at Fame Studios there with Jerry Wexler. And he set up a tent in the parking lot and would just, you know, talk to the musicians coming in and out of the sessions. And on a lunch break one day, he showed Wilson Pickett how to play Hey Jude by the Beatles, which had just came out that time, and it hadn't been out very long, and he showed him how to play that on guitar. And they went in there and recorded it, and after they recorded it, they sent it to Atlantic Records, and they said, yeah, we want to put it out. I'm sure it'll be a big hit. We just want to know who's playing the smoking guitar on that. And they sent a message back and said, I don't know, some hippie cat who's been living in our driveway. And they sent him there immediately and signed Dwayne Allman to a record contract. He went on to do session work and, of course, went on to form the Allman Brothers Band and had their tryouts there in Muscle Shoals of Fame Studio. After that, we heard Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with Soldier Gets Strange, recorded also at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals. And closing out that initial first set tonight, Otis Redding, of course, with Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, and, of course, a very familiar song for most everybody, I'm sure. But the interesting thing about that song and a lot of Otis Redding stuff is the guy had no hits while he was alive. Now, that was kind of a very strange story surrounding his death. And, you know, I mean, I hate to see a conspiracy and everything, but there just is so much conspiracy everywhere. And with Otis Redding, one of the strange things is you know, you go back and watch the Monterey Pop Festival movie that they made, you know, the one where Jimi Hendrix sets his guitar on fire. Otis Redding performs at that. I mean, this, you know, this is like a hippie fest. And here's, you know, closing out the headlining Saturday night of this, you know, outdoor hippie music fest. Here's Otis Redding, and he just destroyed the place, just tore it up. You know, he had people, hippies, stand there with their jaws on the ground, not knowing what they just got hit with by this guy. And when the Beatles came out with the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Otis Redding was so inspired by that album that he wanted to start thinking of trying to do some of his own music in a different way than he had done it up to that point. Because up to that point, he'd been very heavy soul and, you know, very sweet soul music stuff. I mean, that was, you know, that was what he was doing at that time. And everybody was against the idea of him changing his music in any way, shape, or form. This includes people like Steve Cropper, who was in the Blues Brothers movie, Steve Cropper. I heard an interview with him on NPR the other night, and he was just acting like he was always so supportive of that song and everything. And that's actually not what the history reflects. Steve Cropper, all the session guys, the Booker T and the MGs, who were his backup band at the time. They were playing with Otis Redding as his backing band. Snacks Records, even at that time, everybody was against the idea of him changing his music in any way, shape, or form. They said he was going to ruin the label. He was going to ruin their careers. He was going to ruin his own career. And he said, I don't care. And so he wrote this song and made them record this song. And then, like, a very short time later, I don't remember how long it was exactly, 2 weeks or a month or I don't know how long, a very short amount of time. He dies in a plane crash that they, to this day, have never determined what caused the plane crash. Very suspicious. They're very hush-hush about this plane crash. And then the next thing you know, they put his song out that he recorded before he died that everybody told him was going to flop. And what happens? It becomes a huge, gigantic hit. Speaking of hit, you know, there's a good chance. I think there's a good chance that they offed him. You know, that's why, and, you know, rigged this plane so it would crash so they could take his royalties before he had a chance. Because, I mean, it's, you can go look it up. It's a historical fact. The record label, all his bandmates, everybody thought he was going to ruin not only his own career, but a whole bunch of other people's careers, and also including a record label. And that's big money. And those, this is the kind of thing they kill people for. But, of course, after that, the rest is history. Sitting on the dock of the bay, we're going to have a, going to do another long set of music for you here. It's not going to have a lot of stuff you probably have heard, and a lot of stuff you probably haven't heard. And maybe you'll hear it new for the first time, or hear it anew with new ears if you've never heard it before. One of the musicians that was in the Muscle Shoals area during that time was a soul singer, a white guy, actually. His name, but he doesn't sound white at all. In fact, they called him the White Otis Redding. And he's played on everything. He played on Otis Redding records. I think he played guitar on Dock of the Bay along with Steve Cropper. But he wrote a whole bunch of songs and played on a whole bunch of, produced a whole bunch of things, but he's not very well known. But he had some great songs. He's a guy by the name of Eddie Hinton. He was actually supposed to be in the Allman Brothers. He tried out and made it, and he actually turned it down. That was kind of a bad career move. But, yeah, we played some tracks by him tonight as well, including the his original version of the song Everybody Needs Love, which the Drive-By Truckers have covered on their most recent album, Go-Go Boots. We're going to kick it off here tonight with the original version. Now, this is an interesting story as well. When the band Lynyrd Skynyrd first formed, they had recorded their initial recordings, demo recordings, in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, at the Fame Studios there. And their manager or whoever was representing him at the time didn't know how to thread an analog tape correctly. So every time he would go to a record label or, a management company or something and play them Lynyrd Skynyrd's demo, it would sound all fucked up and messed up, and nobody would, oh, this sounds like garbage, you know. Come back when you have a decent quality recording. So after a while, the Skynyrd boys started believing that there was some nefarious plot going on in Muscle Shoals to keep their music from going anywhere. Well, of course, after some time passed, they figured out what was going on is that it wasn't anything wrong with, they had done everything correctly, but the tape was threaded the wrong way, or it had a slit in it or something. It got messed up, and basically, that's why in the song Sweet Home, they wrote the song Sweet Home Alabama, and they say, you know, in Muscle Shoals they have the Swampers, and they reference the studio musicians there because they wanted to, you know, they felt bad because they had talked all this shit, you know, they have it out for us, oh, fuck them, you know. We're going to record in Georgia instead for years, and then come to find out it was, you know, it was this dumbass who didn't know how to run a tape machine. So it's kind of a funny story of how, you know, they felt so bad and they paid tribute to him. But I think you can get most of these recordings. There's one called Skynyrd's First, and it's got basically everything they recorded in Muscle Shoals except like two songs. You have to get that on another compilation, but I really think the version of Freebird that they recorded originally there in Muscle Shoals, I actually prefer it to the version that everybody knows. And some people don't, but I don't know. To me, I like the drumming better. I like the sound and the vibe of it better. It's kind of slower. I don't know. I really think it's really good. But we're going to get into another set of music here, and we're going to kick it off with Skynyrd and Freebird recorded in Muscle Shoals. Here it is.
if I stayed here with you, girl, things just couldn't be the same. 'Cause I'm as free as a bird now, and this bird you cannot change. Change. Love knows I can't
Well, it's a bloody Mary morning. Baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. As we taxi toward the runway with the smog and haze reminding me of how I feel. Just a country boy who's learning that the pitfalls of the city are extremely real. All the nightlife and the parties, temptation and deceit, the order of the day. Well, it's a bloody merry morning, cause I'm leaving baby somewhere in L.A. Well, it's a bloody merry morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. Cuts a path across the morning sky. And a voice comes through the speaker reassuring us Flight 50 is the way to fly. And a hostess takes our order, coffee, tea, or something stronger to start off the day. Well, it's a bloody merry morning, cause I'm leaving baby somewhere in L.A.
That's a groove.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in a Sunday choir. Grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name.
Grown to be a man.
I say now, who do you think you're fooling?
Grown to be a man.
I'm a consummated man.
Life all alone. I used to go around
saying I didn't need nobody to be happy and belong. Then one sad day I found myself in trouble, way down without a friend. Then along came the love of a real good woman, said she loved me till the end. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs a love, 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 love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Just like they need the sun and the moon and stars above. I was walking down the road one day collecting cans for sale when I saw an old man up on the bank by the side of the road. He had a Bible in his hand and tears all in his eyes. I said, "Hey, mister, what's wrong?" He said, "Nothing, son. You see, I preach up the road at the Ebenezer Church. And I just came out here in the woods today to have me a commune with Nathan." And then he went on to say, this thought came to me. Everybody needs a love, love, love. Everybody needs a love, 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 love. Everybody needs a love, love, love. Just like they need the sun and the moon and stars above.
All right, back here with you on the Sunday Night Music Review Show, show number 7. Special tribute to the music of Muscle Shoals with you here tonight. And our second set of music there tonight, we started off with Freebird, the original version recorded in Muscle Shoals, what I believe to be the far superior version, matter of personal taste. At that, we heard Willie Nelson off of his Phases and Stages album with Bloody Mary Morning. And my dad always, you know, up and down that was the best Willie record. There was no other better one than that. And, I guess when I was younger, until when he would tell me that, I didn't really know why. So I didn't really get it. You know, I listened to it, and I was like, well, I don't get this. You know, I get that it's a concept album, but I don't get any of it. Well, because it's the kind of record where, you know, it's a mature record, you know? You know what I mean? You know, it's something you have to get into once you've lived a little bit. Then you get it, you know? Now at 35, I get why that was my dad's favorite. It just has a sound. I mean, none of his other albums have the Muscle Shoals sound on it. And that's pretty evident. It just has a magical, and the songs are there, and the musicianship and the playing, it's just all together there. After that, we heard the Black Keys off their Brothers album, recorded also Muscle Shoals with The Only One. Then we heard Paul Simon, Loves Me Like a Rock. I just love that song. Get enough to listen to that song? God, what a just amazing sounding recording, a joyous sounding recording. I mean, can you imagine being in the room when that was going down? I mean, I bet that was a lot of fun. It just sounds like it's a lot of fun on the recording, you know? And I think they did that in one take, from what I understand. The Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section did everything in 1 to 2 takes most of the time. And I find and all the stuff I recorded in drums and stuff with the demo I got, it was all done 1 take, 2 takes maybe. But it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you either got it or you don't. You know, you know the song or you don't know the song. If you know the song, there's no reason why you should ever not be able to play something in 1 take. It's just sloppy musicianship, but. Yeah, I love those old spontaneity-sounding recordings. And then we heard Eddie Hinton with his version, the original version of Everybody Needs Love, which you can also hear the Drive-By Truckers do on their album. And after that, we heard Uncle Frank, sung by Mike Cooley from Drive-By Truckers. He does a great job in that song of telling the story of, you know, Roosevelt and the New Deal and how they came in and built the dams and kicked all the hillbillies out, flooded out, made a dam, promised all these jobs, and blah, 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 this. But it's interesting for me now, since I've been researching this film, to find out that, of course, why that is. Just like we have in Rockwell, we have all these artifacts and ancient, native sites down there that all got flooded out after the New Deal and Roosevelt. And now it's, you know, again, we're finding out what we know about that area and how sacred it is. They only built mounds in sacred places. That's why there's a mound right on the gigantic Tennessee River there in Muscle Shoals. Anyway, we're going to get back to the music now. Another song from the original Skinner sessions that didn't see the light of day for a long time. Kicking off this set of music again with Skinner with Simple Man. Here it is. Take your time.
find yourself. Follow your heart and nothing else. And you can do this if you try. Oh, that I won't owe you my son is to be
wild horses. today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. You've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
this song. So he wrote out a finger, skinny to the core. But old Ronnie ended up singing Sweet Old Alabama to the Lord.
All her own, sitting way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on a night move. Make some front page driving news. Working on a night move. In the summertime. Some high in the sky summer. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on a night move. Trying to lose the awkward teenage blues. Working on a night moves. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. Mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, summertime. Felt the lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves, with
with autumn closing in. Night moves. Night moves.
Set of music there for you on the Sunday Night Music Review Show here with our tribute to the music of Muscle Shoals. And we started off that set again with another song from Skynyrd's Muscle Shoals sessions there with the alternative version of Simple Man. After that, we heard Rolling Stones with Wild Horses. Interesting thing about that song is that It didn't actually get even heard until like 3 or 4 years after it was recorded. If you watch the film Give Me Shelter, you'll see them in the Muscle Shoals studio recording that song. And then because of litigation and they were in a contract dispute with their manager at the time, Alan Klein, they had to, it was just all tied up in litigation. So that song didn't come out until, I don't know, 3 or 4 years after it was recorded. So by the time it came out, it had this, you know, very vintage sound to it because nobody was using the recording equipment they were using just a short time beforehand. And one of the reasons it contributed to that being a hit, when I went to the studio there at Muscle Shoals, I was in this little room and he told me to clap my hands in there. And, you know, I just kind of hummed a little bit in there and you could just hear this little room just in this perfect, you wouldn't even need any reverb in this room. You could just mic the room. When I came out of this little room, I saw a picture sitting there on this table, and it was a picture of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. And they were in that exact room I just came out of, around a mic, and they were doing the vocals for Wild Horses there. It was pretty awesome stuff. After that, we heard Dobie Gray with Drift Away. Black Keys, again, another song off their album. Brothers recorded there, Muscle Shoals with Next Girl. They wrote, recorded, and they didn't bring anything with them but a couple of keyboards and a harpsichord, and booked 14 days in the studio. And wrote, recorded, and played all the instrumentation, everything, mixed, mastered, done, 14 days in the studio. It's just amazing. After that, we heard Drive-By Truckers with Ronnie and Neil, and then closed out that set with Night Moves. The song for me that really, I don't know, defines the whole sound of that is probably my favorite song. There's so many more we didn't play here tonight, but just I want to have a little nice tribute show. We'll have more new music for you next week. We'll be playing stuff for you next week from the Alabama Shakes. We'll be playing stuff from Jack White's new solo album, Blunderbuss, and a whole lot more. So definitely tune in next week for the Sunday Night Music Review Show as well. But I just love everything about this song. Just the sound of it, the vibe of it, everything. So we'll close out tonight with Paul Simon and Kodachrome. LegalMorality.com is my website. This is the Sunday Night Music Review Show with me, your host, Josh Reeves. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time.
all the girls out.